you know, 3 weeks ago, I never thought about this, but I think with the resignation, and then, you know, I start getting some phone calls. And C4, I have no interest whatsoever in running for the office in 2 years. But it is appealing for me to go in and add some dignity to the county again. Haven't we been through enough? It's been pretty embarrassing, and I think that I'm well suited for that and to be a caretaker for the until the next election. So I think there's a lot of vying by people that want to run, and I think that the county deserves somebody to come in and kind of just do the job. Wouldn't that be refreshing, C4, to be in a situation where you're not really worried about the politics, the fundraising, all of that, which would take up too much time in my world regarding my family.
Right.
And, you know, I could just do the job. What an incredible opportunity, don't you think?
Well, let me ask you this, because you and I talked off air privately about this. I know other people have talked about it for years as well. While we know that you are raising two wonderful boys and they need all of your attention, while the governor is no longer in public life, a lot of people saw you potentially getting into public life. Now, I know you're saying you're only going to be a caretaker, but really, Kendall, have you considered getting into the fray on this?
I mean, not other than to get the four votes out of the council to be a caregiver. And I'm saying it publicly, and I mean it. I would not go back on my word on this whatsoever. It would be getting in and just, you know, Anne Arundel County wants to be proud again. It's an incredible county. We have the most waterfront of any county in the country. It's beautiful. It deserves some dignity and some integrity and transparency, and that's exactly what I would do in bringing it in here. And we have some good employees. We would continue on doing the good things that we're doing and hopefully improve on the others. You know, economic development is really important. Selling this county, who could sell it better than I could? So, you know, I just think it's a unique circumstance for which I am uniquely qualified, and that therein lies the interest.
Are you the only one? Because I've seen situations like this, Kendall. We're speaking once again with former First Lady Kendall Ehrlich. She has expressed interest in at least temporarily holding on to the position of County Executive Anne Arundel County till the next election. Of the others whose names have been mentioned, are they making similar types of proposals that they won't run again? Are you the only one so far saying that?
I'm the only one that is not interested in running. Everybody else is interested in running. So I think that that's a good thing for me.
I definitely think that that's a selling point that's unique to what you bring to the seat. And I think a lot of people would ask you, though, Kendall, when it comes to Anne Arundel County and what County Executive John Leopold did, other than the stuff that we shouldn't get into right now. In terms of guiding the county over these next couple of years, what do you see as important?
Well,
for
obviously,
county?
I mean, in these days, C4, the priority is the budget. And you, as you know, a lot of budgetary requirements are already fed from the state, the Fed. So you have to look at the budget and see where there's any wiggle room. And the other main thing is jobs. You know, we're in this unique position here that we have BRAC here. And we also, you know, we do have some money coming in. You know that place, at least we call it in this house, Ehrlich Live.
I love it.
You know, we get some extra funding from that source. So that's an interesting aspect of this as well. And then, you know, every county is suffering with infrastructure needs and priorities and setting those forth. So I think that I'm a good decision maker. I don't have a total background in county government, but I know that I would listen to good people giving me good advice. We would make some good decisions and get this county back on track. And I think that's what the citizens deserve.
So what is the process now? It moves forward, I believe, in 30 days?
Well, here's the process. The paperwork is done by Friday, and then there's a vote on Thursday night. And I think that's it. I think we're kind of in the 30-day time frame. I don't know if they hold on to that vote, or, you know, but I think it's really voting for the position. They had a recent vote for one of the councilmen who also, you know, he went out in scandal, so they had that replacement done. So the 21st of February, I think, is the vote.
Well, I have to ask you, Kendall, because, you know, like I said, you're only going to caretake this, but you know, people have talked about you in the future. Let's assume you don't run for county executive after this. Is public office still something that you see? The boys are growing up. As they get a little older, is this something that you might see down the road?
I don't see it, C4. You know, Maryland's a difficult state for a Republican, let's be honest. And I think that the county, however, you know, is a pretty Republican stronghold. So, but I just don't know that it will fit into things. You know, you'll have to see as we go down the road, but I could be doing other things. We might be in another place. Who knows where Bob will be? All those things.
Well, I just have to. I was so pleasantly surprised to see your name introduced in there. And with your commitment not to seek a seat, I do think that uniquely positions you other than other candidates where you're not looking to be political. You're simply looking to guide the county moving forward.
That's exactly right, C4. And I think, again, I think that is a breath of fresh air for the citizens in this county. I've gotten a lot of great feedback since it kind of hit the press over the weekend. And I think people will hopefully be calling their councilmen and really urging them to do that. One, that to add the dignity to, especially being a woman is helpful, too, in this particular scenario, after what we've heard and listened to. And then, of course, you know, just making sure that I'm not going to be beholden politically. I'm not going to be worried about fundraising. I'm not going to be out there doing all those other things. So
well, let me
I'm hoping that the county will see it that way.